accomplishments start with a decision to try. Words by John F. Kennedy. Hi, I'm HK, blogger, poet, storyteller, and motivational speaker. Welcome to my podcast, View of Life. Today's show is inspiration from James Allen's book, The Path of Prosperity. We all want to be happy and prosperous. We as an individual are responsible for all our trouble. There is no single person, or you even say that no single celestial being, who does not suffer the pain and sorrow in his life. Only thing is that the ignorant child who refused to learn always suffered in the life. To escape the pain, we use various methods. It can be religion, drug, or continuously working hard to earn the money. But sometimes overpower temptations shatter all these things into fragments. Then the question arises, that is there no way, not even a single way, to end that pain and sorrow which killing us slowly and slowly? You think that by praying to God, that God and that evil and that sorrow, is everything going to be normal? No, nothing is going to be changed. Things will change when you find out why it is there, what lesson it has for you. You must get outside of yourself and begin to examine yourself. As a child, when you are raw, you are always tempted to other things. Even if it is dangerous, you did not care. Your parents warn you, do that thing or this thing, or you will get harmed. But you are so tempted toward that thing, you want to do that thing at any cost. For example, fire. Fire tempted you a lot, and as a child you touch that fire, but the fire burn your hand. After getting burned, you understand that it is very harmful, and you learn the lesson and you stop touching that fire in future. But when you grow adult and refuse to learn, then you are going to suffer all in your life. To end that evil, you should always be ready to learn. Always. Second greatest hurdle, in a way, or you can say in a path of prosperity, is your own thought. All that we are is the result of what we thought. If you are happy, it's because you have happy dwelling and joyful thought. And if you are miserable, it's because you have a sad, gloomy thought. I will never ever deny, and nobody is able to deny, the fact that outside circumstances did not affect us. But one thing that changed that circumstance is how we let that thing or thought to affect us. For example, 2 persons lost money by doing some bad investment. 1 person gained a gain, and other person does not able to achieve anything. It is because the 1 person accept the situation and stop beating the bush and start working, but other person continuously crying over the spit milk. He refused to accept the fact that he lose the money, and now it's time to get up and work hard again to achieve the success. Not the circumstance, is the our thought which makes a difference. When you begin to control your thought, or you can say you starting regulating and disciplining your thought, then the way of prosperity open for you. The third hurdle in the way of prosperity is whatever a man saw, that he also did. Who put his hand in fire must suffer from pain until he removed his hand or stopped the flame. Neither the curse nor the prayer can avail to alter it. Some same law govern in realm of mind. Ego, hater, jealousy, envy, lust, all these are fire. You will not free from them until you remove your hand or you and these gloomy, these bad, these evil thoughts from your life. Yes, when you remove all these bad thoughts from your mind, you become happy. all that fire which burns whenever you touch it, then you must have to suffer the torture of burning. So it's on you when you end these things which burn you, when you bury all these things who are hurting you. We should understand that justice, harmony, love are supreme in the universe. Likewise, to know that all the adverse and painful conditions are the result of our own disobedience to the law. Be patient, however it's difficult, but accept all the conditions as necessary factor in your training by overcoming them, which is fine, and it leaves no fear of the return. By the power of obedience to the law, they utterly change the situation without altering the way. We have the power, our thoughts have the power. Just one thing which you need to do is to control your thought. Our thoughts are very powerful. All the happiness and misery within us is the only sole reason is our thought. So what we need is to remove the old tattered garment of selfishness and put the new garment of faith, self-sacrifice and universal love. As I already told you, that thought have the power. The author, the investor, the architecture first build up his work in thought, then they make it perfect in their thought plan. After that, they give that them shape in material world. It's upon you in which direction you want your thought to run. There is no protection to compare with goodness. But by goodness, it does not mean that you show that you are good. It means that you follow the rule of morality. You should have pure thought, noble aspiration, unselfish love, and freedom from vainglory. The double-minded man is unstable in all the way. Yes, the double-minded man is always unstable. If you stop being self-inflamed and understand the law of the universe, you will be able to taste the good health and success forever. To some extent, we are all unhappy. We all ask ourselves a question. Why are we so unhappy? But that unhappiness are the result of our own self-centeredness and attachment to the material thing. The secret of happiness is selfishness, the detachment from material thing. I know it's difficult, but always find a way to help others, those who in the need, and lose yourself in their sorrow. By doing so, you feel satisfied, and that satisfied paves the way for the prosperity. In the end, I can say we can earn prosperity in our life. For this, we need to change our mindset. The person is poor who is dissatisfied, and he is rich who is content with what he has. And the person is richer who has generous with what he has. Nature gave us everything and lose nothing, because he loved to give. But man tried to grasp all and lose everything. The person who overcome all the evils like greed, selfishness, will able to feel the real peace and prosperity. I hope you like the today episode. We will meet next week with new book and new view of life. Take care. We will meet next week. Bye-bye.